You cover us.
When we're not done worshiping, I'm gonna ask the worship team if they'll either stay up here seated, or you'll just join me on the front row as we listen to what the Lord hath done.
Amen.
All right, we need to know what the Lord hath
That's
done.
That's right.
Because the power of a testimony is He could do her again. Can you say amen? Go ahead and be seated. I'm not gonna take up too much time. I got a few things I need to tell you about. I was talking to Papa. You know who I'm talking about, the one that you didn't have a video this morning. He said, I've been traveling and I've been busy. So I said, well, praise the Lord. That's good to know. So I assume, he did not tell me exactly, but I assume that we might see his young face here very soon. I believe he's en route to go home. It might take him a little while to get adjusted. I know he's been away from his family, his wife and that for about as long as I was. So anyhow, it takes time, especially when you come from a war zone, to adjust to this nation. And understand that. I covet your prayers for Brother Dale. I believe that God wants to strengthen him, comfort him, and absolutely just bring peace because of what he's experienced, what he's gone through. I know God's used him in a mighty way. And it's just good to know that we're a part of what God's doing there in the great nation of the Ukraine. So I wanted to give you that good news. And then I wanted to read a scripture to you. Oh, I missed you, whether you knew it or not. I was floating on a boat, okay? And my wife was really blessed. All right, amen. And I got brownie points. Glory to God, amen. Will I ever do it again? Maybe if I go to see grizzly bears and Eskimos, I might do that again, all right? I probably won't end up going down there on the beaches and that. That really wasn't my crowd, but not that I don't like the beach and hot weather. I enjoy that, and she really enjoyed it. So anyhow, thank you for your prayers. I got word, when I went home, because the church was canceled last week, or 2 weeks ago, I was talking to Sister Donna, and the decision was made, and I thought, well, I'm going to try to beat the storm, okay? So I did, praise God. I got hit a little bit up there around State College. It took me a little bit longer than usual, but I made it home safe, all right? I made it home safe enough to get up my Jeep plow and plow my mess out, all right? So anyhow, you know, welcome to Alaska, and you don't have to go very far to get there, all right? That's called Northwestern PA. But anyhow, So I ended up having a few days to get things in order before we left. We drove down to Pittsburgh, and through that we flew down to Miami. And to my surprise, Miami was cold. And so we just had to hang out and eat in restaurants and stay warm, glory to God. See, I wasn't dressed for that kind of weather. But in the process of it, on Saturday, we jumped on this ship and we went down to the islands and just had a wonderful time, and I gained weight, so I can tell you I ate well, glory to God. I tried not to be a glutton at any time, but I did eat well, okay? So anyhow, enough of me. But in the process of that, I got some information to pray, and my wife and I were in intercession for a young man that's here, and he just happens to be with us today. And I know we were interceding. I know you were interceding. I know the school was interceding. I know that we experienced a miracle because God is a good God. So what I'm asking the worship team, when he's done sharing his testimony with, I'm talking about Brother Steve Dempsey, who I'm talking about. I want you to connect because we're going to rejoice. Do you understand me? If we can't praise God over somebody else's testimony, we're in trouble. And we need to rejoice. Well, there was a song that was in the beginning, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Well, this young fellow looks pretty handsome here in the front row. He come up past me and he says, I got breath. And I want you to know, I thought I'd jump right out of my britches. I knew that would embarrass y'all, so I didn't do that, all right? But anyhow, I'm just rejoicing in the Lord. So I'm anxious to hear what he has to say. This scripture I want to give you, I know they sang it, but in Psalm 107, this is certainly something that I'm alive today because the Word works and the Holy Ghost is good. Psalm 107 Verse 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, he's good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord keep quiet. Didn't say that, did it? Y'all have a mouth? You got breath this morning? Glory to God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of who? The enemy. Well, come up here, young man. And I'm here with you. All right, I'll stand right there in the front row. And if you need any of my assistance, I'll support you. We love you, brother. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I want to interpret a little bit of what the Lord was sharing with me as we're praying. This is not a season of time for my children to step outside of covenant. This is not a time or a season for you to step out of the covering of the church in which God has planted you. This is not a time or a season to run away from my presence, saith the Lord. This is a time of you and me and each and every one of us to press in. And as we press in, more will be revealed. Things that are in darkness will be revealed in the light. And there will be correction in the body of Christ. Yeah, there will be correction. Things will be shifted and changed. Things will come and be rearranged. There will be things that need to be set in order. But as you press in, understand, you go with me into the future. When you press in and you pray and the others in the spirit, you'll understand that you step into another realm. You step into the place of the future. So you can go with me where I live. You can go with me and hang out with me. And I can reveal to you what needs to be done. I will show you what you need to do individually, and I will also show you corporately what needs to be done. The things that you'll need to put your hands on. And the things that you need to take your hands off of. So there will be disconnections, but there will be connections. Yes, this is a great day and a great season in which I've set before you. This is your day. This is the day of salvation. This is a day of healing. This is a day of deliverance. This is a day of victory. This is a day when you will come to understand that I am good and my mercy does endure forever, that I am faithful to my word and it shall not fail you. So allow my word to bring transformation and change the way you think, the way you see, the way you understand, and I will bring the increase of what needs to take place within your heart, within your life, within your mind and your imagination, and I will take you into the dream. I will take you into the dream that I've set before you. For some of you haven't been ready for this season, but now is the time, and I'm telling you to step in through the veil so that the darkness can be removed and the light can shine like a brighter light than you've ever seen before. And you will see that your footsteps are ordered. You will see and know that I've already directed those steps. But if you don't allow the light to shine upon those steps, you could trip, you could stumble, and you could fall out of the way. And I do not want you. It is not my desire for you to fall out of the way in this season. This is a way to endure. As you endure, you can go through. As you stand strong, I will strengthen you. As you lift up your hands, I will show myself strong to you. As you praise, I will go before you and prepare the way for each and every one in this season of time. Say it, Spirit of grace.
God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. God, you are my God, and I will ever seek you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me. Follow you, I will follow you. God, you are my God. I will see you in the morning. by step you'll lead me. We'll follow you all of my follow you, and I will follow you all of my follow you. I will follow you all of my days.
I want to encourage you that that's not just a song that we sing. That's a commitment that we make.
That's right. Covenant, Lord.
His sheep hear his voice. They follow him. This is not a time to follow a stranger. This is a time to look unto Jesus. He's the author. He's the finisher. You were here this morning in the Bible study. Brother Allen was ministering. He was teaching on the book of Philippians. The good work that he started in you. Well, that's good news, Allen. He's well able. I don't know about you. I'm a work in progress. All right, I have not arrived yet. All right, you probably all figured that out. Okay. But bless God, we're on the right path.
Hallelujah.
You're in the right church this morning. You're amongst the right people today. You've been filled up with the Word of God. You understand how important it is to pray, how to praise, how to worship. You understand how much it is to keep yourself in the love walk. Can you say amen? I'm trying to encourage you a little bit here.
Hallelujah.
All right. This is not a time to walk in the flesh. Amen. And we all have the ability to do it. Okay, well... You're saying, well, I don't. Well, bless God, you need to come to the altar, because I'll guarantee you that the enemy will try to set you up in the day that we're living in. But thank God that he cannot control you, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You were born for such a time as this, and God's hand is upon you, my brother and sister. He wants to raise you up into the fullness that he has set already preordained for your life. So it's up to you to get the directives of the Holy Spirit and to walk in the strength of the Word of God and to walk in the footsteps that he ordered, so that you can hit the mark of the call that is on your life individually and the call that is on this church corporately. Understand, where there's unity, there's power. Can you say amen? I understand. We need to connect together in the unity of the Spirit, in the bonds of peace, understanding the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. And as we connect in that, love will never fail. Can you shout amen? Well, I want to preach real fast for you. What a testimony. Oh, glory to God. I am so thankful to him. I am so, so grateful. That's our Jesus, church. That's our Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just ask you to, so I can shift gears here, just go ahead and greet each other for a few minutes. And it takes me time sometimes to shift into the next thing. And I don't want to drag it out. I'm good, brother. Thank you. Thank you. I love you, man. I love you. If you know that.
I didn't see anybody come up.
Well, thank you, brother. I needed that.
You.
You're awesome, brother. I love you.
God is.
He's a good God.
Well, thank you, is what he
said. Yes, sir. Well, I know you
and
do.
I don't want to do
anything. Amen. You're a living testimony, my friend. Hallelujah. Y'all good? I guess we're going to go about 25 minutes, and then I'm going to ask for give me another 5 minutes. And we'll stretch it out, take it into eternity today, all right, amen? I promise you, I won't do that to you. I want to see you next week, okay? Next week's kind of special, I believe. I think Monday there's a lot of ladies, Holy Ghost women getting together. Is that correct, sister? That's tomorrow, all right? And then Saturday, the guys that are connected to some of them women, and then some other guys, they're going to connect on Saturday morning, and they're going to get buffed up in shape so they can play soccer. Is that what you play, or do you play volleyball? All right. I've never experienced this here. All right. I've heard a lot about it. I've gone to the retreats before, but I always tried to miss the gate when y'all were beating up on, I mean, when y'all were playing, all right? Amen. So remember, you got to walk in love. Can you say amen? I heard you had a good time, and then I believe we're going to eat after that. Is this correct? Shane, I'm not trying to do your announcements. I'm just kind of encouraging them. In case anybody slips out early, if I go too long, I want them to understand. Shane, in case I forget, here's for me, and then there's one there for a kid, all right? Amen. I want to be a partaker. I don't want to miss opportunity. Glory to God. You have a Bible, go to James chapter 1. I want to talk about knowing the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I really didn't finish where I was at. I was talking about the pruning of the Lord. I was talking about the stretching that's taken place this year in each one of our lives, probably as well as his church corporately. How many of you have been stretched so far? I was stretched out of my comfort zone jumping on that ship. I know that sounds like a light thing, but that is not what I wanted to do. I dodged it for, I bet, 40 years of my life. But I was snatched out of the fire. Glory to God. Amen. And it was awesome. It was awesome. It was just wonderful to enjoy my wife and to see the smile on her face and to see her relax, because she don't do a whole lot of that relaxing stuff. All right. But amen. I thank you for your prayers. The other thing that I wanted to bring to your attention was God's doing a work that's deeper in all of us in this season than some of us really understand. And it's going to take time to be still and know that He is God. This is not a time to be anxious for anything. This is not a time to try to figure it out. If you're trying to figure out how to get to the destinations in which are in your heart, I'm going to stop you because I love you. And what I mean by that is you trust in the Lord with all your heart. You lean not unto your own understanding. And sometimes your understanding can be awesome. You're brilliant people. And, you know, some of you have great organizational gifting. And I want to encourage you with that. I'm not saying what you're seeing or what you're feeling is wrong. But what I'm saying is please take the time to be still and know that He is God. This is not a time to miss God. This is not a time for you or me. This is not a time for this house or any house to miss God. It's time to be on target. The other thing I wanted to tell you, I'm being stretched. I remember I would tag around with Pastor Bill, and he'd have one of these silly things in his hand. And I'm thinking, man, I'm really old school, because I know I'm older than him, and understanding that I still like paper. And I'm stretched today because I'm going to use this thing, all right? So by the grace of God, it won't go offline, all right? I won't get disconnected until it's over, okay? So there's ways that we need to go beyond our borders in our thinking, especially. You know, as a man thinketh, so is he. Well, I want you to know you were born for greatness. And you were born for such a time as this. It has nothing to do with your age. This is the greatest time to be alive, to have breath on planet Earth. This is your day. And He has set it just for you to start the race that He will reveal to you so that you can run it and not step and not be distracted, but be the arrow that He's called you to be, and to hit the mark of the call that is upon your life. Now understand, people have opinions. We all have them. Am I in the right church? Yeah. I was rehearsing yesterday. I was teaching in Bible school in CWI. And I was telling them a little story about the pastor's sons back in Titusville. They walked them back of me. The little one was David, and he had a big booming voice, and his big brother was Aaron, and I was folding flyers. That's what you do when you serve in the church, you serve. Can you say amen? Whatever needs done, here I am. Let me do her. So, and I know that's who you are. So I'm sitting at this table, and I hear this big booming voice. You've heard this story probably, but I'm going to tell it to you again because I don't want you to miss it. I hear, Aaron, your opinion doesn't control me. Now, my lightning fast mind thinks, where did he hear that? Because he's about 7 or 8. And I'm thinking, that ain't something he come up with himself, I don't believe, all right? But I thought, you know what? He's hearing some information maybe from mom and dad, I assume. But the truth of that is we all have opinions, but God has a will, a way, a purpose, a destiny, and a call on every believer. I said every believer. Whether you're called into the full-time ministry or whether you're just called to be a believer, because these signs follow them that believe. In my name, they'll cast out devils, they'll speak with new tongues, they'll lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Can you shout amen? In other words, in my name, in the name that is above every name, we preach the gospel. In that name, we understand that we're to do all things in that name. So anything that you're involved in, can you do it in the name of Jesus? Because if you can't do it in the name of Jesus, you need to quit doing it. Oh, that's better preaching than you're shouting. Brother Hagin, before he left to go home with the Lord, he had a prophetic word, and I know this isn't probably exactly in the words that he used, but I know you've probably heard it. This would have been about 99, maybe 2000. He said, the next great move of God must be done by the Word and the Spirit. Not just the Word and not just the Spirit. In other words, it's the combination of you being strong in the Word and yielding to the Holy Spirit. You and me, this is a season of time when God is expecting more out of us because he's going to stretch us. And because of that, you've been faithful with a little, and he wants to add more responsibility to you. Isn't that good? I want authority. I don't want responsibility, some of you are saying. But guess what? It's a package deal. All right? So understanding that he wants to give you authority, it comes with a package of responsibility to carry out the orders that he has for you. Am I in the right church? Amen. So, did you find the book of James? Hallelujah. I know you all know this. I'm just going to read this to you. The Lord spoke to me this morning early. The Holy Spirit is well able to lead Abundant Life Center, this house of God, and you individually into the divine purpose and destiny in which God's called you to. I am sure you're all aware of this truth. Praise the Lord. But the question is, will we follow his leadership as he leads us day by day? You know, some days are hard to get through. You've been there, is that correct? I'm certain my brother and sister had some days it was hard to get through. And only by the grace of God, only by the prayers of the saints, only by the strength of the Word of God that's within them, and the presence of God Almighty, they come out of that into victory. Can you say amen? And that testimony is for all of us. Can you say amen? So in James chapter 1, Brother James is saying this by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. In verse 19, we'll start. So then, my brethren, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Let me read that one more time. I know you've never been guilty of that. But have you ever been in a conversation where you wanted to break in and take over? We need to be good listeners in this day. And especially when it comes with your time with the Lord. There's a time to pray. There's a time to speak. There's a time to do your deal in that intimate place with the Lord. And there's also a time to just shut up and listen. Listen with the intention that He will speak to you. He will reveal secrets. He will unfold things to you. And He will straighten out your theology if it needs straightened out. Can you shout amen in this house? So He says here, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness. This is King James, I'm sorry. And receive with meekness the implanted word. I guess it's New King James. The King James says the engrafted word. Sometimes the word hurts when it's being engrafted into your mind. Can you say amen to that? So it's the implanted or engrafted word which is able to save your soul. So your mind, your will, your emotions here. So as we look at this, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your neighbor. It didn't say anything about your husband or your wife or your neighbor, did it? It said deceiving yourselves. The King James says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. Verse 22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the, thank God, the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Say work. I'm going to teach you how to spell ministry. Some of you were students at the Armada Connection, and I think it was probably taught each one of the students. You spell ministry W-O-R-K. And they would shake their head and they said, no, but now they know because they've been doing this for a while. It's work, all right? But thank God it's a work of the Spirit. It's not by our power nor our might. It's by His Spirit that works within us and through us. And thank God His grace is sufficient for us to run the race and to do the will of God in our lives. So He says, is not a forgetful hearer of the work, but a doer of the work. This one, say that'd be me. Come on, interact with me a little bit. Help me out. This one, maybe two, maybe three. Is there four here? Can I have five? How about six, seven, eight, nine, ten? How about the whole group of us, all right? This group at Abundant Life Center will be blessed in what they do, what he does. If anyone among you thinks to be religious and does not bridle his tongue, say it's time to get the duct tape out, but deceives his own heart. In other words, if your tongue's out of control, it's time to cease that because there's power on that tongue of yours. Amen. You all know that. But deceives his own heart, this man's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit the orphans and widows in their trouble. We understand that. I know we do that here. I know you do that. At least if you're not, you should. And to keep oneself unspotted from the world. I want to encourage you, don't let the ways of the world take control and give you opinions that are worldly in this season, because they're out there. Well, you understand me. That's nothing new to any of us. But understand, we are not of this world. We've been translated out of darkness into light. We are new creations in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You and I are citizens of another planet. Hallelujah. Boy, aren't we strange. Amen. Yeah, we're from planet heaven. Can you say amen? We're the ambassadors of heaven sent to earth to be the ambassadors of Jesus Christ each and every step of the way. That's why we can't let the world and the world's ways, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things, the cares of this life, choke the word out of our life. Because once it's choked, I guarantee you, it's hard to get it back. I think I'm preaching to someone. It's called repentance. Thank God 1 John 1:9 still in our Bible. If we confess our sin, if you've fallen back, if you've gone astray, if you're, you know, the Bible says, I didn't want to tell Alan this, I didn't want to mess his thunder up, but he says, when you know to do good and don't do it, it's sin. Boy, that'll straighten your theology out right there. He went through a little struggle, and the Lord brought to his remembrance what he said to him about 3 weeks ago, and he corrected himself. Glory to God, the young man knows how to repent, turn, and got victory. Hallelujah. Amen. God's ways are much better than ours. Can you shout amen? So you need to get the download that and listen to that. That was excellent this morning. He says, but be doers of the word, or the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Are we doing what he is asking? And that's my question to us individually and to us corporately. We don't need an answer. The Holy Ghost knows. In 25b, it says, he's not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Say work. Or I could say, believers that do because they believe and follow the Holy Spirit is what they do. We are believers. But if I say I'm a believer, then if I truly believe what he's said to me, what he's saying through his word to me, what he's saying to us, then I need to put action to my faith. Or I'm truly not a believer. I'm self-deceived. If you can use that, go ahead. He says here in John chapter 6, verse 28 and 29, Jesus said this, and he said unto them, what shall we do? Or they were speaking to Jesus. What shall we do unto him? What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus put a simple answer to that, and he said, Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. Do you believe? So if we believe, we do. Say, I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. Doubt has no part in my life. I take God and his word. His word will not return void to me, because I have a quick understanding. The Holy Spirit is helping me to apply the word of God in my practical life every day, in Jesus' name. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, he says, for this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, thank God, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. So the Apostle Paul is saying, this word is effectually working in you that believe. I think the Amplified makes it clear. It says, the word of God, which is effectually at work in you who believe, exercising, glory to God, exercising its supernatural power in those that adhere to, trust in, and rely on it. So I'm a believer. The word will work for me because it's exercising its supernatural power in me because I adhere to, I trust in, and I rely on it. I cleave to it. Can you say amen? I fear the Lord. Amen. Now, I'm going to go back here into John 15. That's where I was going to be 2 weeks ago, but the snow beat us. I missed you. I was all set to go. What a wild time all by myself in the car, though. Glory to God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. John 15, I want to talk a little bit here about you and I yielding to the Holy Spirit more in this season than we ever have before in our lives. That's what will stretch us. It'll take you out of your comfort zone. And it'll put you in a place where you're standing on water at times. And what I mean by that, well, you don't stand on the water, you stand on the Word. And you expect the Word to work for you, and it will. So, in John 15, I'll start in verse 9, it says, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, so that you're sad all the time." Glory to God. He's speaking to this so that his joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. Well, that puts a whole new picture on intercession and prayer, doesn't it, huh? Why? Because you're in faith. Amen. You've already gone before. You've answered the problem because Jesus Christ is the answer to every problem. Amen. He says, greater love, here's what I want you to see. Or he says, this is my commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. To what degree has he loved you? That's the degree he's asking you to love one another. Greater love, Abundant Life Center, hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, Abundant Life Center. I'm speaking to you as a group right now by the Spirit. If you understand that, I hope you do. You are my friends, church, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants. For the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth, but I call you friends. Huh. Song years ago, I'm a friend of God, I'm a friend of God. I think everybody thought they were a friend of God, but yet they weren't doing what friends need to be doing. So basically, it had no power in their life. If I want to qualify for this scripture, then I need to understand that I got to do whatever he commands me. I got to put my faith on the line and walk it out with works. Because faith without works is something called dead. And this is no time to be a dead church. This is no time to be a dead man or woman in God. He says, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants. A servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth, but I've called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I've made known unto you. I want to read this, and I'm going to ask you to take this passage of Scripture, especially in the Amplified Bible when I read it to you, to focus on this passage as a church. Jesus Christ loves the church. I know he loves you and me, and I know you and me individually are the temple of the Holy Ghost, but he's for the local church. Can you say amen to that? He says, I'll build the church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So we must have to come into a place of understanding that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds that try to corrupt our thinking. Can you shout amen? Oh, we're not fighting flesh and blood. Say that with me. I am not fighting flesh and blood. But there are principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places that I'm wrestling with. And greater's he that's in me, because I'm going to win. Because thanks be unto God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. My faith in him, my faith in his word, my faith and dependence on the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Five minutes. You guys are quick. In 16, I will bring this to an end. I'll have you out of here in about 10 minutes. You've not chosen me, I have chosen you. Wow. I thought I picked Jesus. No, that's not the way it worked. And he ordained you, King James says, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it you. That's a pretty great, great promise to stick on your refrigerator. Amplified says, you've not chosen me, I've chosen you and appointed you. I have planted you. Say, I'm planted. I'm planted in the house of God. That you might go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, and that your fruit may be lasting, that it may remain, abide, so that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, as presenting all that I am, he will give it you. Now, Passion Translation, just to give you a variety. You don't choose me. I've chosen and commissioned you to go into the world to bear fruit. And your fruit will last, because whatever you ask the Father for my sake, he'll give it you. So this is my parting command. Love one another deeply. Greater love hath no man than this, than he lay his life down for his friend. Well, Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And I can't love him if I don't love you. Do you understand me? It's impossible. If I say I love God and I don't love what he loves, then I'm rejected. And I don't want to be rejected. I want to be accepted. And I want it to be well done. I think you do too. Can you shout amen? Yielding, not grieving, is a key to producing more fruit. To grieve means to distress. In the Greek text, you're going to find that word. You're going to find it in Ephesians 4. It says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto redemption. Say, I'm sealed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amplified says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do not offend or vex or sadden him. And then 1 Thessalonians 5:19, he says, do not quench. That word quench here means suppress or subdue the Holy Spirit. As you yield to the Holy Spirit, I'll give you a couple definitions as I close. Remember, Book of Romans says those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. I believe that's the responsible ones that will carry out the orders of headquarters. Those that will walk in the authority and walk also in the responsibility to carry out what he's asked us to do individually and corporately. To yield in general means to produce, we know that, to allow, to permit, to grant, to resign, to give up, to surrender. I surrender all. If there was pews in this church, I'd go on. And, all right, there's not, glory to God. Aren't you glad? I'll let Randy do that. To yield means to give up the contest, to submit. I don't know about you, my wife has real insight into that, because I watched her do it when I drug her to Southern California and went on the mission field outside of the timing of God. Remember, I told you a while back that his ways are higher, his thoughts are... You get the thoughts of God, and if you don't press in to get the ways, sometimes you miss the timing. You can be doing the right thing in the wrong time, and it don't work. Well, she yielded and submitted to my leadership, and I watched God bless her. And it was one of the hardest things that I ever went through. I mean, it was tough. You understand me? Everything was different than what I ever thought it would be. And God spoke to me on the streets of San Diego. I wasn't in Mexico that day. I wasn't on the mission field that day. And he spoke to me just the same way as I'm talking to you. And he says, son, don't you think it's time to work with me instead of for me? Hallelujah. Well, that was heavy. It brought tears down my face. I was in the public, walking down the street praying. God interrupted my prayer life. Got me to shut up long enough where he could speak to me. And he broke my heart because I knew what that meant. I repented and I watched everything turn around. Can you shout amen? Is there anyone here that's ever repented and watched everything come into alignment? Just me. Praise God. I knew I was probably in the wrong church this morning. I pulled in the wrong driveway. But anyhow, I'm going to give it to you anyhow. I believe I am in the right church, and I believe that we can use that. But in the process of yielding, it means to give up the contest, to submit, to comply with, to give way to, not to oppose, to give place. Yielding means inclined to give way or comply, being flexible and accommodating. Now remember that word that coming into this year, the scripture that the Lord gave me was 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, when I was telling you about the stretching that we're going through. This nation's going through it. The church is especially going through it because God has great, great plans for the church of Jesus Christ over this great nation. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know. That word know means to be aware of the things that are freely given to us of God. If I can say this to you as you go about your day, God has a sense of humor. I see, this is what I see, and please forgive me, you want to correct my theology. I see a Christmas tree. And around that Christmas tree, I can remember as a kid running down the stairs just to see what was around that tree. And my parents were well off and at that time, and there was always full. Like it almost filled up half of the room in which they had the tree. I remember the one year, Randy, you'll be encouraged with this, I got my drum set, all right? Didn't do much with it, but I got one, all right? But anyhow, I remember coming down those steps and looking and all these presents. But what I believe the Lord is telling me is to encourage you, there's presents yet you haven't opened. There's things you not have not understood yet, maybe mentally, and there's presence from the Lord, gifts, there's callings, there's anointings, there's job increases, there's promotion, there's witty ideas, there's new songs, there's new messages. Donnie, you'll like this. There's new books that need to be written. I keep picking on her. Because I love her. New books. New messages. New ways of doing things. There's presents that are under that tree in your life that have not been unwrapped yet. I want you to get ready and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you to those presents. Because they need to be unwrapped, they need to be received, and they need to be applied to your life. God's got big dreams for you, my brother and sister. He's got ways that are above your ways. He's got doors he wants to open up that can't be closed by no devil. He's got divine connections for you. He's got prayers that he wants you to pray so that you could see the power of his name. He's got communities, friends, relatives, family that have not experienced what you've experienced. God's going to open up the door in your life, give you the present, so that you can walk in the boldness of the Spirit, so that you can walk in the fullness of his glory and bring forth words in season, words of wisdom, words of knowledge. Prophetic voice will flow from this house in the name of Jesus. I release that into this house upon your life. Some of you have experienced that. I believe there'll be a shift and a change right now because there's being impartation. Some of you are going to experience the prophetic voice coming through you. And the first time you hear it, it's like, I can't believe I said that. That's okay. We've all been there, all right? So I want to encourage you. There's new things ahead of you. There's presents that need to be opened, and God is a good God, and he doesn't give junk. Can you shout amen? I've gone 2 minutes over my scheduled time. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for this great house. I thank you, Lord God, for the vision, the call, and the purposes that you've already set in order in the hearts of this body. I thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters, that you strengthen them today with might by your Spirit, that you fill and flood them on an everyday basis, that they would be being filled with the Holy Spirit and maintain their song. Lord God, that they will sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to you in their hearts every day, that they will stay in a place of worship, stay in a place of praise, stay in a place of prayer, and they will walk through and put their foot upon the enemy in their life and put him to death concerning the issues that they're dealing with. Father, we thank you for the power of God that is being released in their hearts and their lives. I thank you for the expression of the Holy Spirit that's been released here and the impartations that have taken place today in the hearts of this precious body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.